USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump at the White House talking about the First Step Act, a bipartisan overhaul of the criminal justice system.
I'm announcing that the Second Step Act will be focused on successful reentry and reduce unemployment for Americans with past criminal records, and that's what we're starting right now.
So how will the program work? The president explains.
Nonviolent prisoners will have opportunities to participate in vocational training, education, and drug treatment programs. When they get out of prison, they will be ready to get a job instead of turning back to a life of crime.
Taking a look now at your money. On Wall Street, the Dow up 329 points, the NASDAQ up almost 100 points, and the S&P 500 up almost 33 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, roncoreyauthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
I am highly confident that when the process plays out, that justice will be done.
Attorney Michael Avenatti, best known for representing porn star Stormy Daniels, appearing in court in Santa Ana, California, to face fraud charges. Now, after the hearing, Avenatti speaking with reporters outside the building.
For nearly 20 years, I have represented Davids versus Goliaths as an attorney. Throughout that entire time period, I have relied upon the justice system and judges sitting in courthouses just like this. I will now spend the time in connection with this case and the case in New York relying on that same justice system that I have now subjected myself to.
Avenatti also facing charges on the East Coast in New York City, where he stands accused of trying to extort millions of dollars from sneaker giant Nike. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Economic news now. Manufacturing in the U.S. rebounding. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
The Institute for Supply Management says national factory activity rose to 55.3 on its index last month. That's up from 54.2 in February, which had been the lowest level since November 2016. Economists were expecting a rise to 54.5, so it did come in a little short. The ISM, though, reports any reading above 50 indicates manufacturing is expanding. The employment index, production, and new orders index all rising in March as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A debate over guns in Colorado. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
Colorado is on the verge of passing a law that would allow officials to take guns away from people if a judge deems them to be too dangerous. Some law enforcement officials are not happy with the bill and even calling it unconstitutional and saying they won't enforce it, which could land some of them in jail.
They could sentence me to my own jail, fine me, or just hold a contempt hearing to further this argument along. And honestly, I think any of those possibilities are out there.
Weld County, Colorado Sheriff Steve Reams speaking there on CNN. The bill passed the Colorado Senate by a single vote last week and now heads back to the House for a final vote before landing on the governor's desk. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.